This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
Welcome back to Napnair on Air. Jane Napnair, Greg Buck, Jess P.S. on the board in for Calvin, taking a well-deserved week off. We're coming to you live from our studio at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us, call or text. The number is the same at 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching in the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform that Putz de Leon continues to actively ruin. By the way, you can also find both Greg and I and Jess. Are you on Blue Sky?
I am.
Did you just join?
I joined a week or so ago.
What's your handle, if you don't mind?
Jess P.S. All lowercase.
Jess P.S.
That's amazing. That's a great...
And Greg, is it I am Greg Bach?
All the social medias are I am Greg Bach, because okay. I'm just that unoriginal.
That's all right. And it's just my name. So if you want to follow us on Blue Sky, I do... Very exciting things, like I wrote a haiku yesterday about my sinus infection.
Oh, that's lovely. I haven't posted anything, and I followed like three people, so I'm very exciting.
So it's worth checking out.
Yeah.
All right, it is almost 11:53, Jess. That means it is time for...
This Shouldn't Be a Thing.
If you ever have a thing you think should not be, send it in to Greg and me at Jane Says at civicmedia.us, J-A-N-E-S-A-Y-S. Jane Says at civicmedia.us. I found this on BuzzFeed. It's This Shouldn't Be a Thing, Trashy Thanksgiving Edition.
Okay.
Ooh. All right. My uncle and grandfather don't get along, but they tolerate each other because it was Thanksgiving. My uncle was cooking the lasagna. My grandfather decided to help, so his contribution was grating the cheese. Flash forward to dinner time. The food's coming out. As tradition dictates in our house, we always start with lasagna. When my grandfather pipes in and says, quote, "I know you hate me, but at least I'm great," G-R-A-T-E, unquote. And that's when the crap hit the fan. My uncle went into a rage, yelling at everyone, proceeded to flip the table that all the food was set on. My grandfather then called him outside to settle the score, which resulted in two grown men fist fighting in the backyard on Thanksgiving, culminating with my grandfather getting thrown in the pond and cutting his leg on a jagged rock.
Oh, no.
The rest of us ordered Chinese food and kicked out my uncle.
Uh-huh. I mean, hey, some people just don't have a tolerance for dad jokes. I'm just going to put it out there. He may have brought this on himself.
That wasn't a, "I know you hate me, but at least I'm great."
That's a dad joke.
That's not worth overturning a table full of food.
Hey, man, I'm not going to tell people how to live their lives. I respect your journeys.
So do you condone this kind of behavior?
I never said any such thing. No, that's the thing is, I'm not wanting one either. I don't want something like this.
You don't want to fight?
Well, no, I'm a baby. But like, just, I have no fun Thanksgiving stories that just end in either a hospital trip or "I'm never speaking to you again," that kind of thing. It's just always like, you know, it's real Midwestern. We push all of our emotions down and we just stuff them down and we you know, talk about it in the car ride home.
Andrew from Maine says, "All your stories about Thanksgiving have me missing potluck dinner with my family. 40 to 50 people, each one brings something. Holy man,
that's a lot
of people."
Also, Sean on the live stream says, "Aloha, Jane, Greg, and Jess from Molokai, Hawaii."
Oh, no.
Molokai. I'm sorry.
Well, we don't know that.
I can say Oconomowoc.
And Chris from Janesville just texted in, listening in Madison, mashed potatoes with raisins.
Ew.
That's bad.
That's horrific.
Can we deport people for bad taste?
Chris, that should definitely not be a thing.
Uh-huh. Wait, mashed potatoes with
raisins.
Oh God.
Why? Who hurt you? Like, what are you trying to, like, did you, are you like a rebel? Like, I take my mashed potatoes sweet. No.
If you ever have a thing that should not be, send it in, Jane says, at civicmedia.us. You can also text it in. You can also call as well. That wraps up today's edition of Jessica.
This shouldn't be a thing.
On the way tomorrow, it is our Thanksgiving Eve show. We have a special show ready for you on Thursday.
Yes.
Because we're going to be off for Thanksgiving.
Yep.
And then Greg and I are both off on Friday and Monday. The wonderful
Matt Rothschild
is going to be filling in for us on Friday and Monday.
With guest co-host Angela Lang.
Yes.
At least one of those 2 days.
She's fantastic.
Those two together are wonderful.
Yes.
Maggie Dawn is going to join us here tomorrow at 10:33 in the second hour. Brittany Merlot with a little weather and wine. The Milwaukee Record going to let us know what's coming up. There's casserole competitions.
I smell casserole.
I smell casseroles. And then, of course, Tisbat to wrap it all up. Thank you, Greg and Jess and all of our engineers. Without you guys, absolutely nothing works. And thank you most of all for calling and for texting and for listening. It means the world. I hope you find some joy today, even if it's just a little bit, and you have the chance to share it. News coming up next, followed by Todd Alba. Keep it right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll see you tomorrow.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.